This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 411 for Tuesday, May 28th. I'm Phil Ferrance-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was a weaker Tuesday morning, seeing some consolidation after hitting fresh five-month highs overnight. Canola 80 cents to $1.80 lower, July down $1.80 at $670.40 per ton. Chicago soy oil futures were stronger as activity in the U.S. resumed after the Memorial Day weekend. However, soybeans were lower. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures were both higher, providing some support. Declining production prospects for the European rapeseed crop due to adverse weather there also underpinned the Canadian market. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are both lower while wheat is higher. Soybeans pressured by good Midwestern seeding weather, with the July contract down 17 cents at $12.31 per bushel and new crop November down 10 cents at $12.09. While recent rains have slowed seeding operations in some areas, the forecast should provide a window of opportunity for soybean planting over the next week. Talk of Chinese demand for U.S. beans was somewhat supportive, but no fresh business has been announced. Corn also pressured by the good seeding weather, with market estimates placing planting progress at about 85% complete. The July contract down 1.5 cents at $4.63 per bushel. The USDA did announce private export sales this morning of 215,000 tons of corn to Mexico, providing some support. Gains in wheat also helped temper the losses in corn. Wheat underpinned as production estimates out of Europe and the Black Sea region continue to be revised lower. Minneapolis spring wheat up 6 cents in July at $7.59 per bushel. Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 12 cents in July at $7.33 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat 7 cents higher in the July contract at $7.04 per bushel. Russian analysts now peg the country's wheat crop at only 81.5 million tons. That's a 2 million ton drop over just the past week and 10 million tons below last year's level. Meanwhile, a Ukrainian grain traders organization cut their call on wheat production to 19.1 million tons. That would be down by about 4 million tons on the year and well short of the pre-war production, typically topping 30 million tons. Meanwhile, excessive rains in Europe have hurt the prospects for the wheat crop there. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, May 28th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Ferrance-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.